I love sunny days till they shine on the rug that never recovered from the incident. Need a style refresh? Get it at Gordmans. Find what you need for your home, family, and life with no damage to your wallet. Gordmans had their own refresh, and the biggest surprise is the best kind of sticker shock. With new deliveries each week, I discover something unique and exciting every time I shop, and the deals are amazing. Plus, with G-Rewards, I earn points with every dollar I spend, so I can save even more. Gordmans, bigger deals, smaller prices.
Summer is coming. Time to turn off the TV and turn on a clever little app called Audible. With Audible, you can listen to the stories you love while doing the things you love. Outside. You know, that place you're supposed to be in the summertime. For just $14.95 a month, you get a credit good for any audiobook. And if you don't like it, exchange it anytime. Or roll your credits over to the next month if you don't use them. So get up and get outside with Audible. Start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free at audible.com.
Hey, little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut 'em down? Took my Cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just a-waiting for me. There were plenty of stingrays and XKs. Spring little Cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might. Spring little Cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might. Hey little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? When the flag went down, you could hear rubber burn. The stingray had me going into the turn. I hung a big shift and I got into high. And when I flew by the stingray, I waved bye-bye. Spring little Cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might. Spring little Cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might. Hey little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? You know you're gonna shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down.
I was at a political function last week, and this nice lady came up to me, and she said, I love your show. They love the show, Matt, everywhere.
Yeah.
She said, I love your show. She said, I got a question. She said, is that deep voice that I hear in the background, Peter Pites? And I said, no. I said, but I could understand why you would think it is. That's Carsten Pfeffermut. He's our resident German. I said, and him and Peter sound alike. So she thought Peter was here on the show, and I wasn't giving him enough time to talk. If Peter was here, he'd be trying to take over the show. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, our listeners are far-flung and diverse.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you in the outlying areas, that means they're a whole bunch of different personalities.
At least they're far-flung.
Yeah, they're far-flung. Ford had a real supply problem last couple of weeks. Shut down their Kansas City truck plant, shut down the Michigan plant for a while, laid off like 7,500 people. You know why, John?
Yes.
It has to do with that pesky just-in-time supply system that people use. If you're not in the manufacturing, you may not know the term just-in-time. But what that is, this is something, we trained the Japanese how to make cars after World War II. Then the Japanese trained us on how to make them efficient. And they came up with the just-in-time manufacturing process, which means you don't let your suppliers sell you more parts than you need the day or two of production. You don't stockpile parts in anticipation of production. It's efficient, saves money. And that works great until the only magnesium-producing plant in the country catches on fire and burns down. And they happen to supply Ford's F-150 magnesium radiator support brackets. The only place in the world that made them. Shut them down.
Kind of like a cobra.
Yeah.
Have you ever burned magnesium?
I have watched, yes. I used to have some magnesium wheels, and I guarantee you, when they burn, don't throw water on them.
I was welding on a Lawn Boy mower. Guess what? That thing's magnesium.
Oh, jeez. You're lucky you didn't kill yourself. That stuff really catches on fire, and it burns very, very hot. And it's hard to put out. You have to use, like, halogen or something on it. Or
sand.
Sand. Foam. Yeah. Water doesn't do it. But anyway, and you know the first people, the second people that were at that plant, other than the firemen? It was Ford engineers. They went there and literally set up tents. As soon as the fire marshal would let anybody in that plant, the Ford people managed to get in there, went through the wreckage, and salvaged their proprietary molds and tooling, took it out of there, and I guess they cleaned it up and salvaged it and put it into some smaller manufacturing companies. And that's how they're operating right now while they put this plant back on the line. So when it works, it works. When it doesn't, it doesn't. And I guess they went back into production on Friday with several small vendors around the country supplying that particular part. I alluded to the fact that Chevrolet is coming out with a new engine in 2019 for the full-size Silverado pickup. That baby is going to be a whopping 2.7 liters. For those of you that aren't metric literate, that's 162 cubic inches of engine, four-cylinder, in a full-size Chevrolet pickup. A pickup designed to tow. I'm thinking, that's what I said. Because my mind raced immediately back. Now, this is 162 cubic inches. I used to drive Falcons. I was into this Ranchero thing. And those Falcons came with 170 cubic inch six-cylinder. Yeah, in the 60s. And I flogged them babies in the quarter mile. I used to be so excited if I could break out of the 20s, like in the 19-something on the quarter. This was 100. So I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, man, oh, man. Then I look at their numbers. This 2.7-liter four-cylinder, turbocharged.
Echo boost.
Is putting out 310 horsepower and 340 foot-pounds of torque. Now,
the motor probably weighs, what, 100 pounds?
Well, you know what I'm thinking, well, you know, hey. But anyway, then my mind gets to jumping around, and I remembered reading about that new Navigator. You remember the one that cost so much money that I said I would buy if I wasn't so cheap? So I went to that to see, and it had a V6 in it now, and it's a little bigger. It's like 213 cubic inches. But listen to this. That Navigator weighs 6,300 pounds. That's more than a pickup, I guarantee you. 6,300 pounds, and that thing can go 0 to 60 in 5 seconds. So I guess it's a doable deal. It's the torque I'm concerned about. Now, they didn't release mileage figures, and they didn't release how much that little option is going to cost. It's going to be more expensive than buying the V8. They did say that. Now, I don't know. Maybe if you're into mileage, that would appeal to you. I just as soon have a V8. But anyway, that's the direction they're going in General Motors, and they base a lot of their money on and a lot of their profit on their Chevrolet pickups, their Silverados. They don't want to do anything dumb because Ford is leading the way. Ford's going to that little old four-cylinder diesel that they're going to offer. I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll see. I guarantee you the pace car for the Indy 500 is not going to be an EcoBoost four-cylinder. Matter of fact, I can tell you it is going to be a new Corvette ZR1, 6.2 screaming liters of supercharged V8 with 700 and 55 horsepower, 715 pounds of torque. Now that's more like it. That's what you're talking about. Not an electric motor on that baby. Well, the air conditioner, because they'll be running that. Yeah. Okay, did you have something to add?
Tell you where Ford got all those little four-cylinder diesels. There's some European company I heard of that doesn't do diesels anymore, and they had a whole warehouse full of
them. It wasn't two initials, was it? Like VW?
Something like that. Can't wait to hear what your trivia question is.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's take our break. When we come back from our last break, we're going to do the trivia question, and this prize bag, I mean, you're not going to believe it. Now, all of this stuff is compliments of Rick Steiner Enterprises. He will till your garden no matter how many rocks you have. Anyway.
Rick Steiner Enterprises.
Yeah, Rick Steiner Enterprises.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Now you have to schedule him way ahead because he never knows if he got anything running enough to get there with his little tractor.
Yeah, yeah. All right, before we break, we do want to let our listeners know that we got a little bit of a lineup change later today here on KTLO FM. Actually one new show and a little bit of some new times for our current show. Starting at 1 o'clock today and going through four, we're going to bring you a new show today. It is called Neon Beat with John Christopher, bringing you the music of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Again, that will be from 1 until 4 this afternoon.
Cool.
And then later from 4 to 6, we will bring you a couple hours of Cocktail Nation evenings at the Penthouse with Coop Cooper. And then tonight at 6 o'clock, it will be Seems Like Old Times with Craig Orndorff. It will be going back to its original time slot, 6 until 8 this evening. And then later tonight from 8 until 10, we will be bringing you Dick Robinson's American Standards by the Sea. We will be back with more in just a moment. It is 14 before 9. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Don't wait for the holiday. Shop now at Factory Return Outlet. Sales tax included on your purchase through the end of this month. One-of-a-kind bar and counter stools, $25 and $50. Some slightly damaged tables, TV stands and dressers, $100 and up. Small desks and bookcases in stock. Large patio tables. Sales tax included through the end of this month. Factory Return Outlet behind KFC and Mountain Home.
Factory Return.
This is Mickey D. Pendergrass asking you to get out and vote between now and May the 22nd. Our focus has always been on the future and what we can do to make county government more efficient and responsive to the needs of the county. Using the rearview mirror to see where we have been, we look forward to see what we can do. I need your help along with the others on this ballot to make this happen, and we'll continue to need your support to achieve our goals. Vote today.
Political ad paid for by the committee to elect Mickey Pendergrass.
At All Pet and Equine Supply, we've been busy making room for new products for more than 20 new vendors this spring. We now have over 400 new products in stock, from the practical items, like a handheld bathing system, to the just plain fun stuff, like bow ties and biker dresses. We have something new for you and your pet. So stop by All Pet and check out a fresh new store layout filled with more than 400 new items. All Pet and Equine Supply, next to TJ Maxx.
I love sunny days till they shine on the rug that never recovered from the incident. Need a style refresh? Get it at Gordman's. Find what you need for your home, family, and life with no damage to your wallet. Gordman's had their own refresh, and the biggest surprise is the best kind of sticker shock. With new deliveries each week, I discover something unique and exciting every time I shop, and the deals are amazing. Plus, with G-Rewards, I earn points with every dollar I spend, so I can save even more. Gordman's, bigger deals, smaller prices.
Summer is coming. Time to turn off the TV and turn on a clever little app called Audible. With Audible, you can listen to the stories you love while doing the things you love. Outside. You know, that place you're supposed to be in the summertime. For just $14.95 a month, you get a credit good for any audiobook. If you don't like it, exchange it anytime or roll your credits over to the next month if you don't use them. So get up and get outside with Audible. Start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free at audible.com.
Hang on just 1 second there. We're having a little issue here. Let's see if I can get this ready. And there we go.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
little old lady from Pasadena. Granny go, granny go, granny go. Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenias.
Granny go, granny go, granny go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog. And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. She cries real fast and she cries real hard. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard. It's the little old lady from Pasadena. If you see her on the street, don't try to choose her.
Everybody poised for trivia question? All right.
All right.
Now here, this is a good one. Happy birthday, Hot Wheels. This month, May 1968, was the 50th. This is the 50th year of Hot Wheel production. 1968. Boy, those were the. I remember when they came out. It was even grown men were getting them because they were so cool. But kids loved them because you could roll them, throw them, bounce them, and they just looked cool, had fat little tires. Anyway, this is the, well, before I tell you the question, here's what's in that bag. It's a cool Ford tote bag, and there's a Jeep compass in it, a cozy, a pen, a pencil, notepad, and a whole handful of automotive decals. So it's a fun bag this time, and thank you, Rick Steiner. Okay, here's the trivia question. Is everybody ready? What was the first Hot Wheel Mattel produced? What was the first Hot Wheel Mattel produced? That ought to get them thinking, huh?
425-5522 or 888-884-0364. I guess it's got them thinking because we don't have any takers yet.
Yeah, I don't know if you can even Google that. Maybe. Mr. Google knows everything.
Yeah. Well,
nobody?
Not,
well, I'll just go
yet.
On talking then while we're waiting.
Okay.
Today is bump day at Indy. You know, we haven't had that in a long time. Bump day used to be really special because they had more than 33 cars, and so they would eliminate them down today to the 33 fastest. Well, now, today, as of this morning, they were 35 entrants. So they're going to have bump day. So that'll be fun. It'll be on TV. It's good news for me. All right. Nobody wants that bag, I guess, huh?
I think we're about to get a call in. So let's see who this is in just a second. Hannah's helping us out. All right. Let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Hey, wasn't it a 68 Camaro?
Well, we may have only got one guess, but we got one right one. Who is this?
This is Bob Villiger.
Oh, Bob. How's everything in the custom restoration business? Good?
Yes, it's very good. Definitely got plenty to do right now.
They have a tremendous restoration shop out there. They do quality work. I had the pleasure of touring out there several years ago, and I was really impressed. Anyway, you're the winner, dude. It is a 68 Chevrolet Camaro.
Because right. I actually got one of those cars.
Do you? Did you have it since you were a boy, or did you just?
Yep, I did. I've had it ever since a little kid.
Now that is especially cool. I had one. I had a whole collection of those things. I wasn't a kid when I got mine, but some lousy thief broke into our house and stole it along with everything else long time ago. So I don't have mine anymore. But you get to win that prize bag. You are going to be amazed at the treasures that are in there.
All right. I love treasures.
All right.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, Bob,
for calling.
Bob, you can come by the studio during the week here on Highway 5 North, and the ladies will have it upstairs for you.
Hey, all right. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Okay.
All right. Still got a little bit of time if you'd like to call in to the show. About 5 minutes before the top of the hour, the numbers are 425-5522 or toll-free 888-884-0364. Email address is carguy@ktlo.com. Coming up in just a little bit will be Home Remedies with Doug Rye. And once again, this week there will be no gardening in the Ozarks. Vicky is taking another week off, so at 10 o'clock we'll have more of America's Best Music, and then join us at 11 for Local Matters. Jack, I did want to mention a little something else I saw in your email. It came in to you a few days ago. I don't know if you saw it. It was actually from the National Corvette Museum.
I did. Yep, about that Corvette setting that speed record.
Yeah,
imagine that. They own the track. Their car, their production, their driver. I think that's just about as good a thing as you could get out there to break the record, track record.
3.15 mile configuration in just under 206.
Yep, that's amazing. And it, Miss Pam and I have been out there to that track, and it's a flat track. The good thing about that track, there's a whole lot of runoff on every corner.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the video of that, the volcano in Hawaii? But it was the one they showed over and over and over, and that Mustang tried to stop the lava. You know, it gave its life. It was on the road, and that volcano, that lava came up to it, and I watched it, and it came to it, it hit it, and it slowed down. I thought, you know, that Mustang is stopping that lava flow. Well, it didn't. The lava flow just paused for a minute. Thought, and then went right over the top of it and destroyed it. Burned it down to a crisp. Yep. Oh, and also, did you see where somebody broke into the Dodge Fiat Chrysler plant and stole 10 brand new Dodge trucks? They drove in there in a stolen Dodge truck. They cut a hole in the fence. They drove in with 11 guys in a Dodge pickup. 10 of them got out, got in 10 new trucks, and all 11 of them drove through the hole. Now, you think the keys were in them? You think maybe somebody knew? I haven't heard if they've caught them. They're probably halfway to Pakistan by now. But
how do you get to... Well, never mind.
Yeah, or Carjackistan. Anyway... they just got in there, hopped out of this one truck that they stole, got in them, and drove away. And you know the keys were in them. I'll bet you they stopped that procedure.
Yeah, but, you know, the Dodge is the least expensive of the pickups. They should have stole the ones that were worth more.
Killing me. All right. How much more time have we got?
About 3.5 minutes for the top.
Oh, well, we got a lot of time, but I got other thing I want to tell you.
Yeah, this is Garage Remedies by Jack Fortner.
Anyway.
Turn his mic off.
I know it. This is killing me. The United Auto Workers, the big union, has agreed to let union members who work on autonomous or electric cars get paid less. Can you believe it?
That's what I want, an autonomous car that was built by a guy that's upset because his pay was cut.
Uh-huh, yeah. What's up with that? At some point, and I know why the union did it, because they're trying to keep their people working. I'm good with that. I understand. But what does it say? At some point, either consumers are going to buy that stuff or they're not. You can't keep artificially building up, bolstering up their price. You can't. You just can't. Either people are going to buy autonomous and electric on their own for what it is. Even the unions are drinking the Kool-Aid now. I'm telling you.
I'm saying the manufacturers are going to use autonomous workers.
They're going to do something. Okay. Oh, the new Indy cars have got a windshield on them. So they say. They say you can't see it. Says it looks like it's not there. It's not like the halo type device. It's for protection, but it's supposed to be some sort of a material that when you look at it, it looks like it's not there. I don't know. Well, I guess we'll have to get a close-up look on TV. Either that or maybe they're just fooling us. Say it's there, but you don't see it.
Well, say it seemed like it'd be almost impossible to fit any type of windshield on one of those cars.
Well, I saw a prototype, and in the picture, I could see the windshield, but it was on there. It's real thick looking, and they say it doesn't have distortion or anything. I guess we'll wait and see. I can't imagine them springing it on Indy at the Indy 500. Anything that's brand new. So maybe they were just hoping. Okay. Oh, well, now that sports betting is legal, I guess our show is going to really zoom in popularity, Matt. With my predictions, you know they'll be hanging on my every word. I have such a good track record.
John's going to get a new title.
We're not endorsing this in any way, ladies and gentlemen.
No. This is no. Bob just grabbed his heart. No, we're not endorsing sports betting or using Jack the Car Guy as your what do they call those guys? Handicapper. No.
Even though our fans are handicapped.
Hey, Rick.
All right, Jack, we better go.
I'd say so. We better go.
All right.
Thank you all for listening.
All right, stay tuned for Home Remedies coming up next.